Welcome, Eunice, with High Value Queens. I'm so excited to have you today.
You for the invite. I'm happy to.
The theme of today's episode is Feminine Energy Masterclass, the art of getting everything effortlessly. And you are a feminine energy coach. Could you tell us a little bit more about what you do and how you coach people and how you got into this?
Yeah, sure. So during COVID, I started to, before COVID, I had an event planning business. And after COVID, like during COVID, sorry, I had to take a break with event planning. And yeah, I decided to start, a print-on-demand business to sell empowering t-shirts for women. And in between those posts, I would post things on, femininity, dating tips and all of that. And some women started to get incredible results with the tips that I would share. And they started to come to me to ask for coaching. So this is how it started. But initially, it wasn't my goal. But before that as well, what I did is that I used to work with men. And that's the reason why I understand their psychology so well. And I also used to struggle with anxious attachment. So I had to heal my I had to heal myself and all of that. So yeah, that's how it started.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, working with men is such a good approach to this because a lot of girls just like talk amongst themselves, but we need a guy's approach, a guy's opinion on this too. Like, we can't just be doing all only what girls say because that's not going to be effective.
Yes, exactly. And the thing that is dangerous actually when you listen to male advice is that they tell you what they would like their dream girl to do, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they fell for that. Whereas as I worked with them, I could see who they were actually falling in love with, you see, because many of most men aren't even able to tell you, oh yes, if a woman does that, I will fall in love and they will actually fall in love. You see, it can be all, about fantasies and all of that, but like they don't study their own psychology, you see. Whereas when I was by their side, I could see how they actually react with certain type of women, and this is why I know them this well.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Were you coaching men or what were you, how were you working with the guys?
Yes, I was coaching them.
Oh, cool. I love this aspect. And when you coach women, what is like the main, what are some main problem points or pain points that you guys work on in your feminine energy coaching?
So most women, they struggle with anxious attachment when they really, really like the guy. You see, most women are okay when the guy is average, like, he doesn't necessarily turn them on, but they start to have the anxiety when the guy is dreamy and they always feel like they don't really have the guy and that anxiety is always there. So I help them get rid of that anxiety so that the guy can fall in love on his own. Because when you are anxious, it means that he's not chasing you. So if he's not chasing you, he's not falling in love over time, you see.
Yeah, I really feel like obviously women, feminine energy is for being pursued, and then men should be doing the pursuing. But I see a lot of girls out here like pursuing the guy and putting themselves in the masculine energy, and I don't think that's really going to be effective for a strategy to get who you want.
Yes. And the thing that I noticed as well with women is that they think they have a strategy, but actually they don't, and they just they just wing it, you see. They aren't like, okay, I need to do this. I know that his next move will be this, so I need to anticipate and all of that. But you need to throw him off of his game because men don't fall in love, but like they don't fall in love the way women fall in love, you see. So you need to really be able to understand him very well, understand his psychology so that you don't get played.
Exactly. And I feel like once a girl likes a guy, then that's when they get played or they get too like anxious attached and not secure attachment. What are some of your tips for being securely attached with a man that you like, that you're really interested in?
Yeah. So the first thing is to be aware of your anxious attachment because many people actually aren't even aware that they have anxious attachment. They think, oh, I'm confident and all of that because most of us don't think that we are crazy. You see,
Yeah.
all think that we have an okay level of confidence in the sense where we can say hi, we can ask strangers for things and all of that. but it doesn't necessarily mean that we have high self-esteem. And I always say that there is a difference between self-esteem and confidence, because self-esteem is basically how much, how highly you think of yourself, even when things aren't going your way. And self-confidence is your ability to go after what you want. So you can see people who can be, introverts with high level of confidence, you see. So you won't see them, wanting the spotlight all the time, but they do their thing on their own, their work on their goals, on their own behind closed doors, you see.
Yeah, so I always feel like it's really important to be working on your goals, your career, your hobbies, fitness, wellness, beauty, and then that helps you not be so obsessed with the guy. And I think men actually find that attractive too. Like maybe some guys are like, oh no, like I don't need a girl that does this or that's like high achieving. But I think actually it helps you and it helps the guy find you more attractive when you're working on other things, when you have more going on than just the guy.
Yes, I agree. Like, just stay busy, and I feel like most women, they have their job going on and all of that, but they don't have, like, what I have noticed is that after school, when people graduate and all of that, they have a social life that is boring, you see.
Yeah. So I see that a lot of your content talks about like, so you're a pretty girl, you can attract guys, but then they fall through, they don't commit, they don't take care of you, or they'll ghost you after you start to like them. So what are some tips for, say you're a pretty girl that can attract a lot of guys, but then they're not committing, or maybe you're like a you get a lot of attention, but you're not getting like a relationship out of this. So what are some tips for girls to get commitment?
Okay, so the first tip, what I see with the women in my environment is that many of them are like, yeah, I want commitment and all of that, but they don't act like someone who wants commitment. Like, think about it. If you say, okay, I want to lose weight, you want to lose weight, but then when you go grocery shopping, it's like, snacks, junk food, and all of that. You aren't behaving like someone who truly wants to lose weight. And what I see with women is that they're like, oh yeah, I really want commitment, but then they will accept low effort dates, they will have casual hookups, like they will date without a strategy, without understanding their attachment style, without understanding what they did wrong, without understanding the pattern that keeps on repeating itself and all of that. So yeah, what I see is that most women, like, they keep on repeating the same things, even though they kind of know that, yeah, they are not supposed to accept low effort dates. They aren't supposed to accept last minute dates, casual hookups, and all of that. But like, they like the guy so much that they can't say no, you see. So I help them being confident enough to say no, because they need to understand that what will get them the guy is their ability to have standards and incredible and integrity and stick to their values, you see. Because you can scream standards in front of the mirror, or like all the posts, on social media that talks about standards and all of that. But when the guy meets you and he feels like, and he can tell that you let yourself, get played like that, if he says, oh, come to my place, let's watch Netflix or whatever, you come and all of that. And it's more common than what we think. Like, as confident women, we work on ourselves and all of that. We think that everyone is like us, but no, a lot of women are still accepting low effort dates. You see, that's the reason why women who are single, you hear them who are single and who are in the level up community and all of that, they complain about men asking them on coffee dates, asking for casual hookups and all of that. But the reason why they do that is because some women accept it.
It's true. Do you think that if a woman hooks up with a guy that's giving low effort, do you think that changes the dynamic of the relationship? Like possibly this guy could have been really into you, but then you'll like hook up with him too soon before he's really had tried to work for it. And then do you think that makes the men lose interest? I think your perspective is good since you've worked with men too.
Yes, so I would say that, so it's not even I would say at the beginning it's not love, okay? At the beginning, just novelty. It's just novelty, because they've like you need a bit of time for him to fall in love. And normally, if you play your cards right, if you are in your feminine energy, he falls in love first. So if you notice that you tend to fall in love first, it's over. It's already over. You can't be falling in love first.
Oh, that's great. And when girls hook up with a guy, like it makes us fall in love with this guy, even if it's not the ideal guy. But I think it's the opposite for guys. Like once they've had the girl, then the novelty is over, exactly like what you said.
Yes. So it's not always the case that women fall in love after sex. It's very common, especially when the woman orgasms. It's very common, with the chemicals and all of that. So she starts to bond with the guy, but the guy pulls away because he didn't have the time to bond with the woman outside of the bedroom. You see, like the sex needs to happen once the guy is in love. You see.
Yeah, for me, my best relationships, I definitely wait longer and longer to do anything like sexually with the guy, and then you're right, like the love, they fall in love and then they can get you more. What are
Yes.
tips for like a high value man? What are some tips for like first dates, or maybe the first month or the first 3 months to get them hooked or to express your feminine energy?
I want to talk a bit about early stages because I don't feel like we have enough tips on that. But
Yeah.
what I want to understand is that at the beginning, the goal is to observe him, observe what he does. You see?
Yeah.
So effort, like basically the feeling that you want him to have is, oops, did I say anything wrong? You see that feeling that women have when they're anxiously attached, when the guy takes some time to answer, they start to reply, they start to think, oh, did I say anything wrong? They start to read the message again and again because they aren't sure if they did anything wrong. That's the feeling that you want the guy to have. You
That's a
see.
great advice for sure.
And the early stages should be about you. Seeing what he does is like, is he being low effort? Does he put in effort? Like even with the first messages on dating apps, if the women who are listening are using them, like, does he send you just like, look at the first message? Was it like, an emoji, him sending you a heart or all of that? Like some women see this as validation for them. It's like, oh my God, he thinks I'm attractive. No, an emoji is him being low effort because a guy who thinks that, oh my God, she's hot and all, like a guy can match you because like there is something attractive about you. Let's say, okay, let's take the example of Madison. So she's blonde, beautiful, nice body, and all of that. But if his real type is someone more like I don't know, someone with red hair, with a flat chest, but a big ass and all of that, then he will find you attractive because you are attractive by society standards, but you still aren't his real type, you see. So he will match you first if he considers that you are attractive by society standards, but he won't put in much effort if you aren't his ideal, you see.
Exactly. Yeah, it's probably more of a validation from him, like, oh, this is like a hot girl by society's standards, but he's more doing it for his ego or validation, and then you could get wrapped up in that. Like you could take low effort signs as something more.
Yes, exactly. So a man like that will message first, and that's something that we talk about a lot in the feminine energy. Like, yeah, in the femininity community. So yeah, focus on men who message first and all of that. But he can do that when you are attractive by such standards without you being his ideal. So pay attention to this. Like, does he message first, and does he put in effort in the first message as well?
Yeah, I think it's really important for guys to message first. Or a big problem that I see a lot of girls like dwelling on is maybe they've hooked up with a guy or they've been on a date with a guy and all he does is like their stories, and then they take this as like, oh, he likes me, maybe he's being shy. Like I think that's just low effort. I think that's something that you should ignore instead of putting more in effort into that. Or girls will try to like post hot stories because he will like it or send a heart emoji, but I think that's very low effort. What do you think?
I agree, and I don't think that women should take what happens on social media too seriously, just like what you said. And it can still be, friendly, you see. like a guy like in your pictures on Instagram, you can still be, friendly and think, oh, that's a cool pic. Oh, she's pretty here, and give it a like. That's it. It doesn't mean much. What you need to pay attention to is like, how does he treat you in real life? Like, does he ask you out? Does he put in effort? And when I talk about effort, it's not just about him paying, because the women in my community, like, they have no problem meeting, men with a high paying job and all of that. So that's not an issue, but it needs to be in terms of, okay, does he plan in advance? Is he like proactive? Do you have to tell him, oh, did you make a reservation? Does he handle your Uber? Like, about the creativity as well, like, is it like a place where it takes all women to, you see?
Yeah, I think it's a good sign when a guy plans something in advance, or I think it's just low effort if they're like, oh, hey, want to hang out tonight? I think like the guy that's just hearting your stories or, asking you out last minute, that's someone that you should friend zone, kind of like what you said. And also I've noticed like if a guy is like, oh, I'm very busy with work, or they say things like that, they don't care. Like if a guy really likes you, they will make time for you. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I agree. And you see, even like, we had a president a few years ago. He had a mistress. Like, we caught him with a mistress. So even a president can have a mistress, then a normal guy can make time for you see.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think like taking those as signs, like where it's not interested, instead of like wasting your energy on this, you should put your energy into like bettering yourself. And then whoever is pursuing you is a better option.
Yes. And this comes back to confidence again, because women can understand what we're saying here, but it doesn't mean that they have the confidence to put it into action, you see.
Yeah. And women can really drain their energy, and I think that takes away your feminine magic. Is if you're wasting your energy on guys that don't really care, that's gonna sink you lower and lower, and then you won't have your feminine magic, magnetic energy for the guys that could be a good match for you.
That's unfortunate, but it's just so common. Or maybe, like, the guy checks the boxes on a few things, but other things aren't working, and it's like super low value. Like, he watches porn. Like, I've seen women tell me stories like that. Like, he watches porn, he records, like, during intimacy, he records videos of them without their consent and all of that. So you see, a man can do a lot of things right, but still be super low value on other things. And you also need to have the courage to break up with him, you see.
Yeah, exactly. What are some tips that you have on magnifying your feminine energy? Like, I've noticed sometimes, like, there'll be, say, there's two friends. One girl is super beautiful, and one is maybe like puts less effort into her appearance, but sometimes she can be very much magnetic to the guys. Is that a feminine energy thing, or what are some tips that you see that really can magnetize men in a positive way?
Yes, this is a good question, because many women aren't aware of that, but there aren't many women who truly know how to magnetize a man. Like, I invite anyone watching this to count how many women they know who actually magnetized their guy. It's very rare, you see. So that's a good question. And to be magnetic, you really need to make sure that you have a secure attachment style. You educate yourself on male psychology, you educate yourself on female psychology as well. You see, have a game plan, you have a blueprint when you date. You know how each week will look like, you know what you're gonna do to challenge him, you know what you're gonna do when he challenges you as well, because each guy is different in the sense where he's gonna challenge you in his own way, you see. So also, in like, you're gonna have different challenges in every stage of the relationship. So he can challenge you in a certain way that you can handle in courtship. But like, I had a student like that. The guy, they were boyfriend and girlfriend. He was providing for her and her daughter and all of that, but he was saying no to marriage. So how to overcome that, you see? And then, yeah, we managed to get him to commit, and he came with the ring, and all of that. But then later on, we had another challenge where it was like, I still want to be able to text my ex a happy birthday. So we had to overcome that to make sure that he stops, you see. So you will always have challenges like that. That's why I encourage all women to work with the coach, because it can get lonely and it can be very, very hard, you see. So yeah.
Yeah. And also, that's a good point about challenging men. Like, I live in Miami, or I'll travel around and like I'll see guys that are like definitely like a high value guy, and maybe their wife isn't as beautiful as some of like the single girls running around. And like, for instance, I have one of my friends and we were talking about this. She's like, oh, all these guys are so hot and rich, and then their wives are kind of like basic looking. She's like, why don't they like me? But this girl, like, she doesn't have a job. She doesn't really work on herself that much besides her appearance. And I'm thinking, the women that they choose to wife are probably like they challenge them in a certain way, and they work in on themselves in a way besides strictly just appearance, because guys can probably become attracted to more than just appearance as long as you look the certain type that they like.
So there are two things to look at. You need to look at how the woman was at the beginning of the relationship, because sometimes, yeah, you see those successful men with women. You tell yourself, oh, he's more attractive than her, but you don't know. Maybe that guy didn't have the courage to go after his dream girl. Maybe she's the one who chased him as well. So you need to know a little bit of the background of the story. And that's something as well, like many women don't understand, like they don't realize. They feel like, yeah, men who work with a dating coach are, you know, men who are virgin, who never got a woman and all of that. But actually, no, most men are helped. They were normal men actually. But the thing is, like, their frustration was that they felt that they didn't choose their girl, in the sense where they dated women who, you know, women who were chasing them, not the women they chose. And this is where the modern man struggles. It's like, okay, how can I be confident enough to initiate with a woman like Madison? You see, what do I tell her? How to get her attention and all of that. That's the challenge that they have. So, as a rule of thumb, you need to understand that if you were the one chasing him, you could get him, but you won't be the dream girl. So don't expect princess treatment. Don't expect him to be faithful. Don't expect him to not leave the doors open for other options, you see. So yeah, if you have the background of the beginning of the relationship, how it all started, if it was the girl chasing him, or if it was the one chasing her, you see, it's not the same thing.
Yeah. What are some tips on getting princess treatment? Because for me, I think it's awkward if you're like asking a guy for all of this. I think it's better when the guy volunteers all of this and you're just sitting there receiving. Would you recommend girls like push and ask them for things, or would you recommend a girl sits back and waits for him to offer to provide? Or what are some big tips for getting princess treatment?
So I would say that, yeah, the guy should be giving you princess treatment on his own, but you also need to make him invest on top of what he's already doing.
Yeah, I've noticed, and I heard this a long time ago, when a guy invests in you, then he becomes more attached to you. Like, if he invests in you financially, then he feels like invested in this. Like, for instance, the guy that I was engaged to, he told me this. Like, he had a big trip to Dubai planned, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to keep talking. And he was like, look, I have a lot invested in this relationship. Like, you can't just leave me. And I was like, oh, that is true. I think that guys do get more attached when they're actually invested in you financially. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. And it's not just financially, it's about everything. You see, investment can't be just financial, because if he has a lot of money, then paying for your rent won't be much for him. You see, sure that he invests when it comes to his finance, is with finances, obviously, but also, you know, with his creativity, with his time and all of that. Because a guy who is jobless, he can give you a lot of time, but doesn't, like, he won't be able to give you much financially. And a guy who is, I don't know, a top CEO, he can give you a lot of money, but doesn't mean that he can make time for you. you
Yeah,
see.
so whichever resources are valuable to him or scarce to him, then he's invested in you that way.
Exactly.
What happens if you're dating this guy and you guys really like each other and then you finally have sex with him and he ghosts you after? Is this something that's common, or what do you think? Do you think it was something with the girl, or what's some advice for this?
So I can understand the pain any woman could feel if she goes through that, because most women they get intimate with the guy when they think, okay, we have something going on, like I really like him and I feel like this is getting serious. So they have sex with him. So what I would say is, honestly, like if you notice that this keeps on happening, refrain from having sex with men out of a committed relationship. Wait for him to give you some sort of, well, a verbal commitment. Okay, now you are my girl, we are together and all of that. And then you can have physical intimacy, you see.
Yeah, I think that's true. Like how a guy can invest his time or money in you. If you have sex with them, then you're very invested in this. So then you're in it.
Yes. So if he ghosted you after sex, all it means is that he didn't bond with you. You see,
It's true.
because don't ghost the women they are generally attached to. You see,
Exactly.
create a genuine connection outside of the bedroom and make sure that you are constantly on his mind. And that's something that I talk about on my page and all of that. Like I give weekly tips and all of that. So yeah, make sure that little by little you are constantly on his mind, and then you let him commit. And then you can have all the intimacy that you want.
Do you notice any sort of patterns or things in girls that do get the commitment? Or once a girl does get a commitment, do you notice anything that she stopped doing or started doing?
I would say that most women, when they once they get the commitment, they stop acting like the prize, keep on chasing him. And some women be like, yeah, at the beginning, they are like, you know, playing hard to get and all of that, but then at some point they just stop because they feel like, oh, now we are together, like there's no point in me putting in effort, like even with their appearance, like they kind of let themselves go and all of that, and they think, oh, I thought he fell for me for my soul, but no, you didn't just you didn't fall for him just for his soul, you also fell for him because of his wallet, you see. So that's the same thing for him. Of course, your soul is beautiful and all of that, but it's really important for a guy to love what he sees. And also what I see with women when they, so not so much about women getting the commitment. It's about women falling in love. You see, when the feminine falls in love, what I have noticed is that she becomes too available and she does strategy to keep the guy chasing. And I can even see that with my programs. Like I see that women tend to buy the programs on how to get the guy, but they buy less the programs on how to keep your guy chasing. You
Yeah,
see.
I've noticed like long-term marriages that are good where the guy is still like obsessed with the woman, she is probably still making him chase him. She does have her own life and her own passions, and that is attractive, I think. What are some tips on how to nail courtship with a high-value man and how to stay high-value yourself?
Okay, so first of all, you need to start working on being high value, whether you're speaking to a guy right now or you aren't. You see, so it means making sure that you are at the top of your game physically, which is super easy for most women. Like if you go to the gym, you wear makeup, you watch your diet, you experiment a little bit with your hair to see what works for you. You dress for your unique body type, like that's fine, right? And then that's also about your triggers, like what triggers your extra attachment, or maybe you are an avoidant as well. So when you are an avoidant, there are also things that you do to sabotage the relationship. So try to figure out your attachment style, and yeah, and then look at your past relationships and the things that you did wrong. Because yes, a lot of men are low value and all of that, but there are also things that you do wrong and that are also low value, you see. So you need to be honest with yourself, and look at the strategies that you are copying, because in most cases you copy the picnic strategies that you see the women around you do. So So yeah, be mindful of that. Then when you start talking to new men, so make sure that you never talk to just one guy, because at the beginning, like as long as he's not in love, like consider that he's still very unpredictable. Like men can tell you a lot of things at the beginning, like that you are beautiful and all of that, and yeah, but it doesn't mean anything, okay? Because there are a lot of pretty women, and if he's attractive, high status and all of that, it's not rare for him to have, it's not difficult for him to have access to beautiful women. So yeah, don't listen to his sweet, to the sweet words only, like, and don't let anything slide. So by that I mean, like, work on your character, on your boundaries, and be firm on your boundaries. And yeah.
I think
And
that's so true. Yeah, like don't put all your eggs in one basket. And also, pretty girls are a dime a dozen. Like, there's pretty girls everywhere. And if this guy is a guy worth being with, then he probably has a lot of options. So I think like girls get really obsessed with a guy if they're only talking to one guy and they're like, this is the guy. Like, and that's also why it's important not to be having sex with them right away. Because you can be dating multiple guys and like going out to nice restaurants or going out to nice dates. And I think that keeps your energy more fun and feminine.
yes. And the other thing that I want women to start understanding is that they can't keep giving men like that, boyfriend benefits. Like, it needs to be clear for them that as long as they don't have verbal commitment, he's a friend. That's a strong boundary that they need to have, because men have it. Like, a man who took you on a few dates won't say, oh yeah, won't tell his male friend, oh, sorry, I can't hang today. Like, I'm with my girlfriend, Madison. No, okay. If he's not in love, and if you guys didn't have that verbal commitment, he won't tell others, oh yeah, I need to see my girl today. No, he's gonna see. Oh, gonna say, oh, I need to see that chick. Oh, I need to. I'm having a date with Madison, but he won't say my girlfriend or anything like that. So men don't give commitment easily, and they don't give you that title easily. So I want women to be like that. You see.
Exactly.
You see how women are picky when it comes to intimacy? I want them to be that picky when it comes to who is their guy and who isn't.
Plug your Instagram, your social medias, and where can people find you?
Yes, so they can find me on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Patreon at High Value Queens.
Great. I love that. And your coaching services are so needed and will help a lot of girls just be their best selves, which is what we're going for.
Yes. Women deserve princess treatment, but they also deserve a higher self-esteem.
Exactly. It's so true. You're doing great work. Thank you so much, Eunice.
Thank you so much, Madison.
It's great talking to you.
Yes, see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.